Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Support for WPR comes from Present Music, performing honest music with guest violist and curator Nadia Sirota, May 9th at 8 at the Milwaukee Art Museum. Tickets and info are at presentmusic.org.
Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. We will talk this hour about a recent CBS New York Times poll that found Americans are divided as to whether Hollywood celebrities ought to get involved in politics. 49% in the poll said celebrities should stay out of politics, while 46% think they should get involved if they choose. Where do you fall? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We will talk about this poll on celebs and politics and welcome your thoughts, your answers, and your questions for our guest, who is the co-author of the book, Celebrity Politics. He is Darrell West, a professor of political science at Brown University. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for being with us again.
My pleasure.
So it says here, though, that when you break this down, while we're split overall, when you break this down, Democrats are a little more open to celebrities getting involved in politics than Republicans. Does that surprise you?
No big surprise there, because Hollywood celebrities tend to be more liberal and more Democratic, and so Democrats are merely seeing celebrity involvement as being sympathetic to their cause. I mean, there are conservative activists and conservative celebrities, but not quite as extensively as what we're seeing out of Hollywood right now.
Yeah. What about Republicans who don't say celebrities should stay out of politics, yet they have the history there of Ronald Reagan and now Fred Thompson?
Actually, the funny thing is Hollywood celebrities tend to be a little more liberal, but when you actually look at successful politicians, they seem to be more conservative than liberals. We have and more Republicans than Democrats. When you look at cases like Reagan and Schwarzenegger, and there are a long stream of Hollywood celebrities, Sonny Bono, Jim Bunning, several former football players, all of whom ran as Republicans. So it's something that has actually helped Republicans at various points in time.
what's your analysis of that? Why is that? Why is it that so many conservative or Republican celebrities have chosen to run for office and held office?
What a lot of celebrities like about the Republican Party is their views on foreign policy and tax policy. Many celebrities, of course, are very wealthy, whether you're talking about Hollywood stars or successful athletes, and they like the Republican policy position on taxes. Democrats are always talking about taxing the rich and, you know, imposing higher taxes on people who make over $200,000, and so successful actors and athletes often take offense at that, and when they go to Congress, they work hard against those types of policies.
Mm-hmm. Now, we also had another celebrity. I don't know if she's a Hollywood celebrity. She's a Chicago celebrity, anyway, national celebrity. Oprah Winfrey held a big fundraiser recently for Barack Obama. Does that influence us at all?
It's an interesting question because of course, politicians love celebrity endorsements, and I remember during the 2000 presidential election, it was big news when the basketball star Michael Jordan endorsed Bill Bradley. That did not help Bill Bradley beat Al Gore for the Democratic nomination. But Oprah Winfrey is probably in a category all to herself just because she is so widely known, so popular, and her support really goes across the political spectrum. You know, it's just Democrats who like her, but people of various ideological stripes like her. So it'll be interesting to see whether her endorsement of Obama helps him. She already has helped him raise money, so we know at the fundraising dimension, she has been a big plus for him. Whether that then translates to votes is the $64,000 question.
Yeah, this CBS New York Times poll did ask whether a celebrity endorsement would translate into votes for a candidate, and just 11% said that an endorsement would cause the people they know to be more likely to vote for that candidate. We don't want to think that endorsements matter.
Yeah, that's really a problem with that kind of survey question. Whenever you ask people whether an individual or, you know, are they influenced by television or do ads influence them, people always say, oh, no, I make up my own mind, because people have this myth that they're independent and autonomous and don't let these outside forces affect them. In reality, we know that those types of outside forces do affect them under certain circumstances. So the survey suggests that Oprah's endorsement will not be a big help to him, but it certainly brings national publicity to his campaign and puts him in a stronger position to make his pitch to ordinary voters.
We are talking about a recent CBS News, New York Times poll that found Americans are divided as to whether Hollywood celebrities ought to get involved in politics. 49% of those surveyed say celebrities should stay out of politics, while 46% think they should get involved if they choose. Democrats or liberals are much more welcoming of celebrity involvement in politics than Republicans or conservatives. 69% of Republicans said celebrities should stay out of politics, compared to just 33% of Democrats. What do you think? 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We are talking about this poll and celebrities and politics in general with Daryl West, a professor of political science at Brown University. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Good to have you with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, September the 26th. Coming up after 7 o'clock, we will talk about the Iranian president's controversial visit to the U.S., in our next hour, and after 8 o'clock, we'll talk with the co-author of the new book, The Missing Class. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Right now, we're talking about celebrities and politics and wondering, do you watch in admiration or do you roll your eyes as Hollywood celebrities vie for your ear? Are you more likely to vote for a political candidate because of a celebrity endorsement? We're talking about a recent CBS News, New York Times poll on celebs and politics and welcoming your questions for our guest and your answers to those questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Which of these statements comes closest to your opinion? Hollywood celebrities are inexperienced about political issues and should stay out of politics. Or Hollywood celebrities can offer a new perspective on political issues and should get involved in politics if they choose. How would you answer that question? We have an open line for you. We do have Les and Toma on the line. Hi, Les. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah, I just had a comment. I think that the people in Hollywood should have just as much right to get involved or run for office as anybody else. And I don't really, you know, I look at the individual person to see what their expertise is. And I don't think they're very experienced in whatever the subject is, I just discount it. And a little disappointed when the media maybe magnifies their, just because of their celebrity, magnifies maybe what they, their experience level is, and maybe that misleads some people to maybe give them more credence than they need. I just think it's ironic the Republicans or maybe more right-wing people discourage it, but you got Fred Thompson running and Ronald Reagan was from Hollywood, so I guess that's my comment.
All right. Thanks very much, Les. And, do you think the media magnifies their experience level, Professor West?
Well, the media magnify their name identification, which gives them a big plush at election time. I mean, Fred Thompson got into the campaign very late, but since he's a former senator and a former television star, he got a tremendous amount of attention, and that put him in a stronger position to run. But as your caller pointed out, the question people always have about these celebrities is their experience factor. But what people have to remember is at a time when more than two-thirds of Americans think the country is headed in the wrong direction, that type of climate is a big boost for celebrities because experience isn't really paying off. We have people who have been in office who've made bad judgments and produced results that voters don't like. And that helps celebrities who can then argue, hey, I'm from outside of Washington. I'm not involved in this mess. Elect me, and I will try and clean things up.
Mm-hmm. Talk some about Fred Thompson. I'm, you know, big anticipation of him, you know, getting into the race and delayed announcements as to whether he's getting in the race. And he gets in the race, and how's he doing?
Not as well as people expected, although his problems aren't because he's a former television actor. It's because he's been indecisive in his campaign. He has not had well-thought-out answers to basic questions about how he would handle Iraq, taxes, foreign policy, and education. He got a very late start in the campaign. All the other candidates had raised multiple millions of dollars, and so he was behind on fundraising. So I think, in general, he's gotten off to a very poor start, but it's because of non-celebrity factors, not his past as a television actor.
Yeah, and he is getting some criticism from some, you know, some conservative family values groups right now.
He's been criticized on a variety of different grounds. He's been divorced. He claims that he's the only real conservative in the race, but as with any politician with a long record of public service, there are some things he's done that haven't been entirely conservative, so people are saying he's a hypocrite. So he's had to really explain things to voters, and some of his explanations have not been complete enough to really reassure people on the things that they worry about.
Yeah, and it looks like a lot of the conservative voters might be still willing to overlook Rudy Giuliani's maybe less than stellar conservative credentials because they want a winnable candidate?
So far, Giuliani has been leading among Republicans for the GOP nomination. I still think he has several hurdles to overcome. One of the reasons he is doing well is he's one of the best known of the Republican candidates. I mean, somebody like Mitt Romney is not nearly as well known nationally as Giuliani is. But I think, you know, the two people who seem best positioned for the nomination right now are Giuliani and Romney.
Yeah. And on the Democratic side, despite Oprah Winfrey's fundraiser for Barack Obama, some new polls have recently come out, I think including one in New Hampshire, that shows that Hillary Clinton doubled her lead over Barack Obama, like 43% to 23% or something like that.
Senator Clinton has run a very strong campaign. I remember 6 months ago, people were very dubious about the proposition, whether she could, one, win the Democratic nomination, and then, two, go on to actually win a general election. But I think now people understand that she's raised a lot of money. She's had a strong performance in the debates. She's kind of blended arguments that she combines both experience and she could be a change agent. And so she has done very well, and the national poll numbers as well as some of the state polls reflect the strong showing that she has had so far.
Yeah. What else did you notice in this poll on Hollywood and politics or celebrities and politics that you thought was worth noting?
The thing that is most noteworthy really is how divided Americans are over the role of celebrities. I mean, the poll was nearly evenly divided between those who essentially like celebrities getting involved in the political process versus those who do not. And I think it reflects the basic polarization of our current period. I mean, you put the word politics in any survey, and you're going to get half in favor and half opposed, regardless of what the content is. But I think people also, they like celebrities in the sense that they come from outside of Washington. They haven't spent a lifetime cutting deals, and so they're not seen as political and as partisan as a conventional politician, and people like that aspect of them. But voters also worry about the experience factor, and do these individuals really know enough to be president, senator, or governor?
Yeah. And apparently, though, in whatever, in some cases they do. Your book, Celebrity Politics, is that what this focused on, as to celebrities who became politicians?
We look at the history of celebrity activism in the United States. Of course, there's a long tradition of this. Charles Lindbergh in the 1930s was very active. I mean, even individuals like Mark Twain in the 20th century had a lot to say about the political process. But we look at the factors that help to explain why there's been a recent resurgence in the number of both celebrity candidates as well as celebrity activists who are lobbying on various causes. And then we also look at the question, is this good for our political system? The fact that we now have a former actor who's governor of California, we've had a number of actors and athletes who've ended up in Congress. Is this healthy for a democratic political system?
Yeah, is it?
I think it is in the following sense, that the one virtue that celebrity politicians have is they are not beholden to traditional political coalitions. Like when you have somebody who's kind of risen up through the ranks, and they may have started out as state rep and then run for Congress and then might be in a position to become a governor or a senator, they really have to stick to traditional party coalitions, whether it's Democrat or Republican. Celebrities often are very adept at building coalitions that transcend normal political alignments, and that puts them in a position to become policy innovators, that they often turn out not to be a standard liberal or a standard conservative, but, you know, someone like Arnold Schwarzenegger, who has a blend of some conservative positions and some liberal positions. And I think from the standpoint of innovation in the system, these individuals can bring new ideas to the system. They can expand the political agenda, and they sometimes can mobilize voters who are turned off of the political process. And so I think those are all very positive features that they bring to the political process.
Yeah, you were able to, and I was able to think of a bunch of Republicans or conservatives who ran for office and won and were held office. What about on the Democratic side?
There have been several Democratic celebrities who've run. Tom McMillan was a former basketball star from University of Maryland who went on to a long career in Congress. But it's true that when you look especially at Congress and the House and Senate, that many of the celebrities who've actually gone out and won office have been on the conservative side and have been elected as Republicans.
Yeah.
And I think part of it just reflects the fundraising base. There are a lot of Hollywood celebrities who like to lobby the political process and complain about the war in Iraq, but they don't actually want to jump into politics themselves and actually seek elective office.
Uh-huh. But they will they will side with a candidate and endorse candidates and help hold fundraisers for candidates.
Absolutely. They love to do fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
They can never turn down a good party.
Mm-hmm.
They love to hold press conferences and talk about health care or Iraq or, you know, the need for more money for federal support for various illnesses, like, you know, Michael J. Fox and the stem cell issue. But they often have been reluctant to actually run for office because that obviously requires a much deeper commitment and, you know, a real change in your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Daryl West, a professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics, talking about a new poll out on celebs and politics, and welcoming your input, too. We'll continue after the news. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Wednesday, September the 26th. We're talking about a recent CBS New York Times poll on celebrities and politics, which asked respondents whether they thought Hollywood celebrities should stay out of politics or if Hollywood celebrities should get involved in politics if they choose. The poll found out that Americans are pretty divided on this question. 49% said celebrities should shut up and stay out. 46% said that they should get involved if they choose. We wonder what you think, how you would answer this question. Where do you fall on this question? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. And since we're not burning up the phone lines here with that question, maybe you don't care about celebrities being involved in politics. I don't know. Maybe you have an answer to this question. Who is your favorite politically active celebrity and why? Do you have, is there a celebrity that gets involved in politics that you admire? Or maybe on the other hand, is there a celebrity who you just roll your eyes every time you hear him or her speak out? Is there a least favorite politically active celebrity as far as you're concerned? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. This poll found that Democrats and liberals are much more welcoming of celebrity involvement in politics than Republicans or conservatives. 69% of Republicans said celebrities should stay out of politics. That's compared to 33% of Democrats. Women are more supportive of celebrities getting involved in politics than men. 36% of men thought celebrities should get involved compared to 56% of women. And young people are also more supportive, with 53% of those between the ages of 18 and 29 saying celebrities should get involved. The poll also asked whether a celebrity endorsement of a candidate meant anything, and just 11% think that an endorsement by a celebrity will cause people they know or cause themselves to vote for that candidate. It says here, one possible exception involves Oprah Winfrey. The poll, a poll conducted in August found that 31% of voters said that people they know were more likely to vote for Barack Obama because of Winfrey's endorsement of him. So anyway, we're looking for your input on this poll on celebrities and politics and what you think about celebrities getting involved in politics, whether or not you have a favorite or least favorite celebrity who is involved in politics. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. There, we got the phones going. Daryl West is our guest, professor of political science at Brown University and co-author of the book Celebrity Politics. And let's go to the phones. Andy in La Crosse is with us. Hi, Andy. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks. I'm a conservative myself, and, of course, most of these celebrities are espousing Democratic or liberal causes, and I disagree with them, and, in fact, listening to them nauseates me. I don't see why their opinion is worth any more than anyone else's. However, they have the forum and they have the resources, and if I were them, I would do the same thing. I think there's nothing wrong with them doing it. What irritates me is the deference that the media seems to give them and the deference that Congress, or I suppose only federal legislator, but the Congress seems to give them in expressing their opinions.
Yeah. What do you mean? What kind of deference would Congress afford a celebrity? I don't understand what that means.
Testifying before a committee, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Professor West?
I agree with that point. I think celebrities do get an incredible amount of press attention and congressional attention. When you talk to people on Capitol Hill, they tell you all these stories that if you hold a hearing, say, on the need for more federal funding or breast cancer research, and put an expert who spent 20 years studying the problem, who's very knowledgeable, very few people show up. You bring Susan Sarandon in to talk about that issue. It's a mob scene. You know, all the reporters are there. Members of Congress want to meet her. It's not just the staff people who show up. So they do. It's one of the strengths of celebrity activists. They can draw public and media attention to a cause. And if they have any power in the process, the sources of that power are, one, fundraising, and, two, the ability to attract press attention.
Yeah. Andy, what are you still there?
Yes.
What about you don't see any conservative celebrities speaking out and getting attention?
Oh, no, there are. There's a few. There's Charlton Heston, for example, a few others. I guess Tom Selleck. Either way, I guess it. I don't see any reason they shouldn't do it. I don't put any more credence in what they say. My opinion applies equally either way. But, you know, you have to admit the great majority of them are going to be on the Democratic side or the left side.
Yeah, and you made that point that maybe the vast majority of the celebrities are on the left side, Professor West?
When you look at the people who are currently active, it does seem like they're more liberal Hollywood activists than conservative ones. But then when you look at the candidates who've actually been successful, the opposite is true, that there are more Republican celebrities who've been elected than Democratic ones. So I think, in part, it depends on, you know, what the hot issues are. I mean, now it's kind of more, the political climate is more sympathetic to Democrats because of public opposition to the Iraq War, and so you get a lot more attention devoted to liberal critics of the war. But in 10 years, the situation could be completely different, and we may end up with a different picture of celebrity activists at that point.
Yeah. Andy, thanks for the call. Willie in Madison is with us now. Hi, Willie.
Yeah, I think it's quite predictable that Republican celebrities get elected despite their relatively more minimal success in Hollywood and stuff like that. Fred Thompson, for instance, I think is a clear-cut case where people are attracted to him as a candidate based on their impressions of the man, based on the characters he's played, not what they actually know about the actual person. Although he does, of course, have a history, and he's a lawyer, and he knows politics, obviously. Ronald Reagan was a better example of that, a vapid ignoramus who became acting president. And I think a lot of the reason for this is that, you know, and we never don't often admit it, if you have Media Matters or FAIR on your program, maybe they would talk about it. The media is viciously right-wing, particularly against any possible people who have any ideas that are a quarter step to the left, perhaps, of Walter Mondale or Hillary Clinton, and they're going to bash them all the time. When I talk about the media, I am including the vast, vast profit-making advertising organizations like Fox News and all of Republican hate radio.
Well, lots to react to there, Professor West.
I wouldn't agree with that whole comment about the media as a whole being unduly liberal, because, in fact, what we've seen...
Conservative, he was saying, yeah.
In the conservative era, there's a real fragmentation of the media marketplace. I mean, there's certainly conservative outlets, Fox and Rush Limbaugh, but there are liberal outlets, John Stewart. People often have accused CNN of being more liberal. And I think what I like about the current media period is, you know, it's not a situation where, like 30 years ago, it was the three TV networks, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the wire services that really dominated the media. Today, our media organization is much more democratic in a small d sense of that term, because there are a lot more outlets, internet sites, radio shows, bloggers, and, you know, if people are unhappy about something, regardless of what their political perspective, they can find a forum for their discontent.
Hmm. Any reaction to people might vote for Fred Thompson just because he played an appealing, tough character on TV?
I think he's gotten a lot of attention in part because of his, not just having been a senator, but being a TV actor. But that only gets his foot in the door. He still has to make the sale, and his problem has been he has not made that sale, that he has not been specific enough in how he's answered policy questions. And this is an era where people are concerned about the direction of the country, and so they want more specificity than often is the case in some American elections. And if he doesn't provide that, the fact that he was on Law and Order isn't going to mean anything, and it's not going to help him win the Republican nomination.
Thanks to Willie for the call. Our guest is Darrell West, a professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics, and he's talking with us about celebrities in politics and a recent poll out on celebrities in politics and what we think of that, and that's what we're asking you. Wondering if you have a favorite or least favorite celebrity involved in politics. Wondering if you think a celebrity should stay out of politics and just shut up, or whether they should speak out and get involved. This poll shows we're equally divided as a country on these questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up after 7 o'clock, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad wrapped up his New York visit yesterday with an address to the United Nations and a meeting with American scholars. I will talk with a guest about the Iranian president's contentious stay in the U.S. coming up after 7 o'clock. We're talking about celebrity and politics with Darrell West, professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics. And Leon in Milwaukee is with us next. Hi, Leon. You're on the air.
Hi. I have a question about something. When this topic came up, I immediately began to think about the controversy over the Dixie Chicks a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
about the fact that, the question of celebrities who make their politics part of their act, so to speak, and I'm wondering if some of the resentment had to do with, say, a Republican person who bought a ticket to a Dixie Chicks concert expecting to hear music but ended up hearing preaching against President Bush, which they really were not there to hear. And I'm wondering kind of if this is to what extent this is an issue, and if, because, sometimes celebrities are going to, if you go to a Peter, Paul, and Mary concert, you know you're going to hear songs, them sing songs about their politics, and you should expect that. But, so I'm wondering if this is, to what extent this is an issue, and I'd like your guest to address that topic, please.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you. Professor West?
This is an issue. I remember a few years ago, Linda Ronstadt appeared in Las Vegas for a concert, made some critical comments about Bush, and got booed in the process, and several people afterwards demanded their money back because, as your guest pointed out, they wanted music, not a sermon on Bush foreign policy. A lot of celebrities are careful to try and distinguish their politics from their act, because they understand to be successful as an entertainer, they cannot just stick to one particular niche, but they need to draw people from across the spectrum. And so they, with the exception of, there are people who have well-known political views, but many of them shy away from expressing political views during their act because they don't want to offend people who have differing opinions.
Yeah. I think the Dixie Chicks are interesting in that they had a career, free fall going on after they criticized President Bush and the war in Iraq during that one concert. Nobody or a lot of country music stations stopped playing their music, and they weren't selling out their concerts. And now it seems, and maybe it's just my impression, that they've kind of come full circle, and now they're still saying we're still mad as hell and not shutting up, and they seem to be their career is being revived, maybe because public opinion has changed so much toward the war.
Yes, I mean the political climate has changed dramatically. Their problem was when they initially spoke out. I believe this is in 2004. That the public mood was still much more sympathetic to President Bush. He ended up being reelected that year. There was much more popular support for the Iraq War. There was stronger support for the war on terrorism. And so they basically spoke out at a time in which it was unpopular to do so, and they paid a price for doing that. Of course, now, 3 years later, the country has shifted dramatically towards the position that they expressed in 2004. And if they made the same comments today, people would say, hey, where you been? This is exactly how we feel, and national public opinion polls demonstrate that rather convincingly.
Yeah, and I suppose their base, the country music fans, tended to be more conservative or Republican. Maybe now the pop music stations that are playing them, it's not the same thing.
You always have to know your audience. Mm-hmm. And the problem, country singers do tend to be more conservative politically, in part because they come from the South. Their audience tends to be more conservative. And so the problem that Dixie Chicks had is they were at cross purposes 3 years ago with the very audience who would normally come out to hear them. So you often have differing political feelings by music genre. Rock and roll stars tend to be more liberal. Hip-hop people tend to be more radical and opposed to the current political system. So as an artist, you have to be very careful to balance your politics and your career.
Yeah. Michelle in Iowa. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. You know, this is an unusual year for me because I'm actually switching from one party to the other, going from being a traditional conservative to more of a liberal view, and I'm not sure if it's an age factor or what it is, but I seem to, with the people that are out there, I'm actually more drawn to Obama, and I think it's from, like, an underdog perspective. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm the only person that feels that way, but I'm just so tired of all these people that constantly draw public attention, some good, a lot bad, and I just feel like we need something fresh and new, and I don't even know anymore.
Yeah,
and I don't like Kristen Dunst because she just comes across flaky. That's my celebrity gripe, actually.
What is your celebrity gripe?
It's just, you know, they're not involved, and then all of a sudden it's time to vote, and there they are in the news. And it's like, could you get any more superficial, I guess? I don't know. It's not genuine, I guess.
Yeah. What did you think? Did Oprah Winfrey and her endorsement or fundraiser for Obama influence you anyway, Michelle?
No, actually, I was glad to see that she hopped on because my biggest worry with Obama is for the, and, you know, people can tell me I'm completely wrong, and I might be, but I feel like for our country as a whole, it would be a wonderful thing to have an African-American in office that's a very elite level. And my biggest worry with Obama is that he might not be black enough for some of the black voters out there, and he might not come across that way. So I was hoping that Oprah would possibly influence some of that, and it was nice to see that she did.
Mm,
she did come on. And I wonder what your opinion is on that. Does he... And I don't know.
Let me get Professor West to comment on that. Jesse Jackson said something along those lines, too. But do you have a comment on that, Professor West?
Barack Obama does have a delicate balancing act. He's not really running as a black candidate in the way that Jesse Jackson did when he ran. If you listen to Obama's rhetoric, it's really across the board in terms of he wants black votes and white votes. And what Clinton has done so far that's been very successful is she is still getting a big part of the black vote, which is a big vote in a lot of Democratic primaries. And so his delicate balancing act is, in order to win more of the black vote, he needs to become more confrontational in his rhetoric in the way that past civil rights leaders have been. But then if he does that, the risk is it will turn off white voters, and he will lose support there. So she has him in a box where whichever way he goes, it creates some opportunities for her, and that's part of the problem of his candidacy right now.
Thanks, Michelle. Chris in Black River Falls, hi.
Hello. Oh. My comment, I think actors are generally fairly smart people, so I think why not get them involved in the political process?
Yeah, why not, Professor West?
The ones who actually have made it into Congress are generally seen as having done a good job. You know, they take their responsibilities seriously. They develop policy expertise, kind of the stereotype of a shallow and a vacuous celebrity, a la Paris Hilton or Britney Spears, is really not borne out by the celebrities who get involved in the political process. They generally make an effort to become more knowledgeable. The singer Bono, for example, has attracted international attention by focusing lobbying on the African debt crisis and global poverty. He's a very smart guy, very knowledgeable about global poverty issues, and he's kind of the gold standard in terms of a celebrity who's very knowledgeable who gets involved in the political process.
Lindell in Madison. Hi, you're on the air. Lindell's not listening on his phone, so let me go to Barry in Minocqua. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. A little while ago, I heard something again about the hateful right wing, like Rush Limbaugh and so forth. If you ever listen to the left wing or listen to some of the celebrities that represent the left, Alec Baldwin some time ago twice on national TV suggested that that they should go out and stone to death a House of Representatives family. Al Franken is very, very negative and hateful in his talks. Air America, I listened to that for a while, and yeah. That's all you hear there. Rosie O'Donnell is another one. I can go on and on and on.
So you're saying liberal celebrities are hateful as much as...
More so.
Yeah. More so. All right, Professor West.
I hear a lot of hate from both the left and the right, and I think that's the problem of our current time period. It's such a polarized period that, you know, each side hates the other side, and it really poisons our national discourse. I mean, the one argument that Senator Obama is making, which I think everybody agrees with, is it's time to get over that, and we need to move forward, and there needs to be more bipartisanship in our national dialogue.
Well, we ended up having a very busy half hour here, out of time now. Thanks very much for being with us. Darrell West, professor of political science at Brown University, co-author of the book Celebrity Politics, talking with us about this recent CBS New York Times poll on celebrities and politics. Thanks to Karen Prager for producing this hour. Thanks to Christina Taylor for on-air production. Thank you for listening and for calling in. I hope you stay tuned. There's much more to come. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.